All right, we're going to stay over in Raleigh with University Theater as they get ready for their production of Jekyll and Hyde. Let's see, Danica Jackson, are you there?
I sure am.
And is Jackson Lodes there with you?
Unfortunately, he could not make it at the time, but he is here in spirit.
Perfect. All right, good. Well, so Danica, I guess I'll ask you, tell me a little bit about Jekyll and Hyde.
Absolutely. So this is the musical version of Jekyll and Hyde. It is very loosely based on Robert Louis Stevenson's novel, though definitely loosely.
Okay.
Kind of a large departure from those familiar with the novel. You will recognize the brilliant scientist, Dr. Henry Jekyll, and his alter ego, if you will, Edward Hyde. So this show is about so it's set in Victorian London in 1888, and of course a lot of people probably associate that with Jack the Ripper, and of course there's a little bit of overlap there, which was Stevenson's intent, in fact.
Okay.
But the musical actually takes us on this very incredible journey about how Jekyll sort of starts to become Hyde and what happens to those around him when that transformation takes place.
Okay. It's a kind of an iconic character. I don't think of a particular version of this character. Talk about your version a little more. You kind of hinted at a little bit. Talk about your vision of who this Jekyll Hyde character is.
Sure. So this has always been... for me, this has actually been a bucket list show of mine since I was very, very young. I've always been very enamored with the music of this show, but moreover, the character is, it's a really, really interesting look at what we now refer to as dissociative disorder, which is also a metaphor for the good and evil that lies inside every human, and how do we come to terms with that? How do we really deal with the nature of humanity? And, you know, is there a way to separate good from evil? Is there a way to really get rid of one part of it, or do you have to live with these polar twins constantly struggling, if you will?
So for an actor, then, I would imagine this role is fairly challenging because you have to play one character as two different characters. And talk about working with Jackson to do that. Yeah.
It's extremely demanding on him physically, vocally, and emotionally, very much so, because he really does have to play two extremely dynamic and disparate characters. And he goes on an extremely emotional journey of self-discovery and of humanity discovery. So it's been extremely challenging for him just trying to keep up with, you know, vocally, it's for an actor that does that role, you have, I believe it is, he has six solos, which is very, very many.
Yes.
And
yeah.
The fact that those solos have to be sung by effectively two different people in the same body.
Yeah.
Extremely challenging. It's also very physically demanding because he has to transform physically so that people don't recognize him as Hyde. And I will say, not to give too much of it away, but we are doing some really interesting stuff costume-wise to help with that transformation. So it's going to be, it has already been and is going to continue to be a very, very big workout for him.
So for you as a director, which one of those two characters is more fun to direct and to help bring to stage? The Jekyll or the Hyde?
More fun.
Yeah.
Gosh. Well, it's I think, you know, a lot of actors will tell you that it's more fun to play the villain.
Yeah.
But as a director, it's fun for me to see both sides of it because, you know, you have these vast extremes within one person and being able to really concretely idealize what this person has to go through to get from one to the other and back is definitely the best part of it for me is trying to see how do we follow this character And what do we see in him that is basically a mirror for ourselves? You know, what do we internalize about this? And can we see ourselves in what he's going through?
And the people surrounding Jekyll and Hyde, who are the other characters in the play here, in the musical?
We have his love interest, which is his fiancée, Emma Carew. Emma Carew's father, who is the head of the Board of Governors and a very, very wealthy man in his own right, and the entire Board of Governors, who is weighing judgment on him as to whether he should continue his experiments into this crazy idea that he's got. And then we also have the let's call them the unfortunates.
Okay.
They are the Red Rat patrons. They are the Red Rat dancers, people that work in this brothel, the Red Rat, where Jekyll actually ends up meeting another woman. And we have a whole secondary story that's going to happen between them.
And you've mentioned the music. What kind of music do we have in this show? Are there songs we're going to recognize?
You will probably recognize things like This Is the Moment, which is one of Jekyll's big solos. Mm-hmm. We also have In His Eyes, which is a really, really beautiful duet between the two women. We also have Transformation, when, of course, Jekyll is first transforming into Hyde. We have a confrontation between Jekyll and Hyde. So those would be probably the big numbers that most people will recognize.
And how large is your cast for this production?
I have 22 people in this cast.
All right. And a reminder that every one of them, nobody's majoring in theater.
That's correct. We do not have theater majors at North Carolina State. So every single one of these people that you see within our show, some of them are minors, yes, but they're typically going to be in either communications or some sort of STEM major. Our young man playing Jekyll and Hyde, it just happens to also be a chemistry major, which is really interesting.
So, and that would be enough for most people, but no, let's take on the role of Jekyll and Hyde as well and try and fill all of our free moments with that. So congratulations mm-hmm. to him and props to him for taking that on. If you want to come see Jekyll and Hyde, what are your dates and what are your times?
So this is the tricky one because this is only playing for 4 days. So it opens on February the 15th on the Thursday. Then it plays that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening is at 7:30, and then on Sunday at 2 p.m. matinee. So those 4 dates only.
All right. Jekyll and Hyde at University Theater, the musical based loosely on Robert Louis Stevenson's story. and Danica Jackson is the director. Again, it's February 15th through the 18th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Danica, always great to talk to you. Thanks for calling in this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Have a great one.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.